I'm Tom Myers, stress coach, and welcome to another episode of Health Matters. In Health Matters, I take a closer look at the S word that has become one of the biggest challenges to our health and well-being, stress. I hope you've been listening to the previous episodes of Health Matters. Today, I'd like to take you once again to the biological nature of stress, and more specifically into the world of neurons and hormones. Stress is a response to stressors. A response when triggered for a short time leaves no negative influences on our health. However, when demands outweigh resources, problems start. And those problems have to do with the disrupted balance of our autonomic nervous system and hormonal levels. When your stress response is in action mode, the sympathetic nervous system is being activated. This nervous system is all about defense and getting yourself to safety, with an action also referred to as the fight and flight mode. As soon as it's activated, it will stimulate the release of the hormone adrenaline, that in turn will narrow blood vessels of your skin, digestive system, and in parts that are not immediately contributing to protecting you from danger. It will also contribute to the tensing up of muscles in neck, back, and shoulders. At the same time that this nervous system is being activated, other parts of our brain are also being triggered, like the amygdala, the hypothalamus, and pituitary gland. Those parts of your brain are responsible for sending a hormonal message to the adrenal gland to make even more adrenaline, and the hormone called cortisol. Cortisol will release stored energy, help break it down to glucose, and send it to where it is needed. It will also prevent that energy is being stored by preventing insulin to do its work, hence why stress can lead to diabetes. In the meanwhile, that other part of your autonomic nervous system, the parasympathetic part, which is responsible for relaxation and regeneration, recuperation, and the release of serotonin and dopamine, hormones that play part in mood regulation and the feeling of joy and happiness, will be put on hold. Do you see the picture that is emerging here? Chronic stress leads to the overstimulation of one part of your nervous system that prevents you from relaxing and recuperating. Your muscle status tense, heart rate and blood pressure high, blood flow to the stomach and digestive system impaired, and you stay on alert all the time, which in time creates wear and tear, and you get muscle aches and pains, become anxious, short-tempered, sleep-deprived, and your immunity becomes weaker and your concentration falters. So what can you do? You need to help your body to reset itself and find balance again. How? By taking a break several times a day and practicing some relaxation exercises like the reset breathing exercise I shared with you before. You have no time? Well, why not start applying this breathing technique when you have to wait in line at the checkout of the supermarket, for the bus, or when stuck in traffic? Wait patiently and use that time to reset yourself. A few minutes here and there will really make the difference. Your body needs you. It needs attention in this time and age where the demands of our culture outweighs the body's coping abilities. Well, I'm Tom Myers, and this was another episode of Health Matters. In the next episode, I'll talk a bit more about cortisol and the influence it has on your memory. I'm sure you won't forget that one. In the meanwhile, I wish you a great week, and if you'd like more information on this feature, go to tommyers.be.